don't cry, please.
Hi.
Oh, there's been a death in the family, miss.
What?
Miss Spider died.
Herman? Oh, poor baby. Well, I guess you're not in the mood for seeing the nice present your mommy and I got for you.
What?
Presents, Murph.
Oh, my God.
Look, a giant lollipop.
Oh, my God. Guy, that is a big sucker. Boy, I guess this is just about the best present I ever got. Or is it? Grandma. Gosh, you know something, Grandma? Mom and Daddy? You see, inside there's Mr. Silver. That's what I'm going to call him, Mr. Silver Helmet. Here we go.
Oh, man, a minute ago he was crying, and now it went from zero to bliss in 60 seconds. Look at that.
Well, Mort, you see, with children, sometimes just a little present will do a world of good.
Oh, a little preschool ab scan.
Don't do that in the house. You might break something.
Oh. Look at it go, son. A loop-de-loop.
Yeah. Wait a minute, Mayday. Mayday, there's a chihuahua on the landing field. Alato que salato sea madre, madre zero.
Oh, don't look, son. The little chihuahua had an overbite and he got your plane.
What happened?
Mr. Silver was eaten by a doggy. First it was Herman, my spider. And now Mr. Silver in the airplane. I just don't have any friends, Gemma.
Oh, well, don't cry, Murph. Don't cry. You still have your lollipop.
I guess you're right. Ooh! But Herman, he stepped to it.
Oh, well, son, look at the good side. Now you got an all-day spider.
He was a lot bigger than I remember him.
Mommy, a
coat. Oh, Mommy. The tooth fairy has been keeping up with inflation.
Gee, I wonder who could be behind all this.
Surprise!
No, not really.
Oh, son, look. All this is for you. You're never going to be sad or cry again.
No, never. Even that big TV?
Yes, you'll finally see all the lines in Dick Clark's face.
Mark, why does our place look like Bob Barker's den?
I don't know, Min. Maybe Bob has the same couch.
Right on this great big green grasshopper.
Isn't it marvelous, Min? I feel just like UNICEF.
These things have got to go back. This is no way to raise a child. You'll spoil them with all these gifts. I am still making the same salary for three as when there were just two of us. But come on, you've got to tell him.
Oh, man, it's going to be so hard. It'll break his little heart.
Mm-hmm, you tell him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's your idea.
All right. I know that. Murph?
Yes?
Son?
Yes?
You're really not our child.
What?
All right, I mean, I was just kidding, Murph. See, the real truth of the matter is that, well, your mother and I are getting divorced.
What?
Remember, after two of those, this is going to be an emotional layup. You know what I'm saying? Murph, the real truth is that we can't afford all these little goodies, and you've got to all go back. I'm sorry.
I rate you. You just... You and Mom don't love me anymore.
Oh, no.
I can handle it. I can handle it. I know what it is to be crushed. I lost a spider today. I lost a man in an airplane. A dog ate him. Surely I can handle you. You just don't love me anymore.
No, Merle.
Oh, no. Don't start. No, it's okay. I'll find something to do upstairs in my room. Like maybe, you know, playing with the shadows on the ceiling.
Answer the door already. Never mind, I'll get it myself. Mark, you're late. I'm having a barbecue. I just dropped over to borrow a spatula and a grill, some briquettes, hamburgers, buns, matches, and a volleyball net. How come you're not there?
I wasn't invited.
Just as well. This is for my musical comedy workshop only.
Bergstrom, you've got to help me.
But I want to shower my son with gifts, and Mindy says we can't afford it. Who's right?
Mark, I'd like to help you, but this is the wrong time. I got 40 starving people in my backyard singing Brigadoon. You need money. Go find work.
Well, I've tried to find a job, but I have no skills.
Well, that leaves real estate.
Please, I have some pride.
Mark, I'd like to help. What? There's always one idiot who comes to a barbecue who doesn't eat meat. Now, regarding this problem with your suck...
Exidor, either you've had a revelation or someone just kicked a field goal.
Mark, I've just had a vision of incredible clarity. It was just like having the cable. I now know how you can take care of all your family's financial needs. Mark, money is the key to happiness. And the only way to make money is to spend money. Mark, you've got to make that once-in-a-lifetime investment that will take care of all your family's financial needs.
Well, actually, all we have is $900 in my stock in Air Libya.
Perfect! This will be bigger than Polaroid, Genentech, and bootleg tapes rolled into one. What's the one thing the world needs more of?
Nixon impersonators.
I'm talking about bigger, grander, something the world keeps crying for more of. What? Me? Keep an eye on the store. I'm going in the back for more inspected by number 7 tag. Who would have thought Mickey Mantle would end up this way?
Come on, Min.
Oh, this place is wonderful. Just like what the Marquis de Sade would have done if he'd gone into retail.
Yeah, this is a great location, Mort. You walk through an animal hospital, knock twice, ask for a man named Juanita, then slide down a pole.
Well, don't worry about that. How many times did you ever see a hamster neuter on your way into Macy's?
Oh, is this a dire rush? 20 things I already want to get. Oh, man.
Yes.
I don't see 20 things I can identify.
Look, Min, you'd look smashing in something like this.
Anthony Quinn would look smashing in something like that.
I think Exidor is onto something hot here, Min. I think he's got a great new concept. Min, you've heard of Wally Amos? Well, how about these? Exidorios. It's a great new concept. Chocolate, cheese, and meat.
Look, Mark, I admire Exidor's initiative, but if somebody told me he was going to open a store, this is exactly what I'd expect. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Min, you call this ridiculous?
Yeah, I'd say that just about defines the word.
I mean, now, come on now. You can't be so negative. You've got to find something positive about this whole experience.
Well, I'd say the color combination on this cookie is excellent.
You see, that's wonderful. Because you know what? You, Exidor, and me, we're all partners.
What?
Well, in the tradition of J. Pierpont Morgan,
J. Paul Getty, and Jay and the Americans, I have invested our $900 in the Exidor Boutique. Don't hit me, don't hit me. I have corrective shoes on.
What do you mean the mannequins want a coffee break? They just had one 10 minutes ago and all they did was dribble. Partner! Glad to see you brought the little woman.
We want our money back now, and don't call me the little woman.
Well, what she's trying to say is, Exo, we've had a change of heart. You know, like Renee Richards wanted to change dressing room.
I've only been open 2 hours. Even Evita didn't pay off its backers that fast.
We want our money back.
Look, business is a little slow, but we're going to have our 2-for-1 sale. Buy two, get one. Who can resist that?
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Listen, Perky. Are you insinuating I'm some kind of crackpot? Well, that's what they said about David Rockefeller.
Nobody ever said that about David Rockefeller.
I did. Pippi, you call yourself a tailor? Just lengthen the sleeve. Don't clip his nails. Come on.
That's it. Our money is gone.
No, come on. I know. I'm sorry. I was just trying to increase our wealth. I know it's a risk, and it's a pretty dumb thing. I mean, even dumber when I bought the soundtrack to Beatlemania. But it was an incredible simulation.
Mork, I'll grant you one thing. Your heart is in the right place, but sometimes your head isn't. Oh, never mind. I'm going home.
Mindy, now, come on. Listen. This is America. The type of country where you can come from another country with a name like Haruka Lisa, Haruka Lima, Tila, Taro, Tayo, and leave with a name like Chuck.
There's gotta be a way out of here.
Oh, man, come on. You can sell anything here. They can sell designer jeans and pet rocks. We gotta be able to sell this stuff. There's gotta be something we can do to make people want this. Wait a minute.
Good afternoon. I'm Mr. Mork, and I'll be your guide on this incredible journey to the totally outrageous world of Exidor, where style and elegance meet for a very brief moment. Won't you join us for this incredible fashion smorgasbord, and let's bring out our first model, Sissy. In the evening, Exidor comes alive, and so does Sissy in this smashing formal ensemble. Note the dual-purpose jacket, which converts into a fashionable pup tent. Too campy? Oh, thank you, Sissy. And now, what is this? The Exidor evening gown. Ideal for dining with elegance or with Pancho Gonzalez. Because it converts into... tennis Exidor? Yes, I bet she's got some good strokes, huh, fellas? That's game, set, and match. Thank you, Sissy. I think I'd like one of those myself. And now, what could be more Exidorian than Exidor himself modeling the executive Exidor? Yes, for the man on the go who can't say no and, well, who drives on the snow. Yes, for the true executive, it says, one good audit puts me in jail for life. Now, for you urban cowboys... it's Go West, Young Exidor! Whether you're on the fringe or just living on welfare, that's right, high old silver, giddy up, move it horsey. Yes, sir, whether you're riding the mechanical bull or throwing the bull mechanically, or just trying to figure out what do-si-do mean, our Exidor Western wear is just for you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, aren't these delicious? Don't you just want to take them home right now? Yes, unisex robes for all occasions and every mood, with no fear of visible panty lock. Well, you say, stop teasing, let's get to the real goodies. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to show you our incredible swimsuit collection right now. It's something that'll really...
Tell me something, Daddy. You think there'll be other children to play with in debtor's prison?
$2 for telephone. Mirth, has Daddy been calling Dial-A-Joke again? Mirth?
I'm no fink. Yes.
Hello?
wonderful family, family. I have wonderful, wonderful news. I sold my Air Libya stock. And look, we got $2. We can live on this for about an hour. Oh, Murph. Oh. Min, you tell them the truth. I can't look in those little innocent brown eyes, especially with those crow's feet.
Murph. See, Daddy did a really dumb thing.
It's not that bad, Min.
Murph, Daddy's upset because he made a little mistake.
Well, I was saying it's a little mistake, Min. I was saying, like, Lizzie Borden was a little nuisance with an axe. Murph, I lost all of our money. Oh, I feel like a snail trail without the glitter.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. Everybody can make a mistake. You happen to make a big one. But we'll get by, I think.
Well, you can forget about the boutique. I dumped it. And it's a good thing, otherwise you'd be rich, too.
Rich? Making money?
The place has gone through the roof.
Why?
I suppose you're wondering why. Teenagers, they'll buy anything their parents hate. Now everywhere I go, everybody's wearing Exidor outfits. Infants, teenagers, Lee Radziwill.
Look, sir, you're a mogul now.
I'm miserable. I was just trying to appeal to the intellectual fringe. Take it from Exidor. Money doesn't make you happy.
Well, I know X had sure perked up Melvin Dumar for a while.
Here, Perky. Here's your investment plus profit.
This isn't Monopoly money. This is real money.
Of course. I sold out. I'm just designing now. The person that bought it is a little strange, but business breeds strange bedfalls.
Grandma! Oh, there you are, Exidor. I'm sorry I'm late, but it was really brutal getting up that pole.
Grandma, why?
Wise up, Mindy. A buck's a buck.
You know, when you dress like that, you remind me of my own grandmother.
You?
She was a strange woman, heavy into voodoo.
Junior, this is marvelous. At last we can buy Murph a little something. Maybe a DeLorean car.
Tommy, I don't want you to worry anymore. What you gave me is that wonderful set of toys that's here. Imagination. Look, for instance. Okay. Give me an O. Give me a K. Give me an L. Never sat on the Texas side. I tell you, there's trouble. What is it you said, sir? Let the games begin. Oh, neat. We should never have held the Olympics in Australia.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, your tub-a-lardness.
Nanu, Mork. Sir. So how's that godson of mine?
Oh, sir, he's in the pink. And me? Well, I'm a wreck. I didn't realize being a parent was so difficult.
I thought the only difficult part of being a parent was going into labor.
Well, sir, that's a short view. But in the long view, children test you every day and you can't slide through the essay questions.
Why not send the child to obedience school?
Well, that'd be nice, sir, if you want to teach a child to heal or roll over. But that's not teaching about life. You have to give them love, understanding, companionship. And boy, am I lucky I have got Mindy.
Mort?
Sir?
I never realized raising a child involves so much responsibility.
Oh, sir, being a parent is always on-the-job training.
The only problem is, by the time you learn the trade, you're out of the business. If you do things correctly, you'll always be connected with the firm. Till next week, sir.
Nanu, Nanu.